morning.
Okay, fashionable Noni Joni to this morning, okay?
Okay.
So my little Ohio family grandsons went to school last week, and my little Brockport boys go next Tuesday with probably, they live in Brockport, so most of Rochester goes back to school, right?
Right. When does Nate go? My kid is going Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay, so the little guys go on Tuesday. And so every year, I take them shopping.
Oh, that's cool.
So
for back to school stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like items or clothes?
Both. Oh, no. Clothes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Clothes. Yeah. Yeah, not the backpack and stuff. Although,
right.
Although one of
school
them.
School supplies.
Yeah. One of them did try and slide in a backpack. Thank God I texted their mom and said, do they need one? No, we've got them already. Okay. But what I wasn't aware of, it's an education every day with these little guys. They're 8, 6, 5, and 4. So, it's like they're influencers. Like, they picked brands that they wanted to wear. You know, one likes Adidas. The other one likes Nike. And there's one parent, I won't mention names, who really loves Nike. And so she persuaded us to just consider Nike items when shopping for the boys. So
really?
I don't know why, but she's not an influencer yet. But you would think she was. You know, she's a branding specialist, so could be that. But anyways, you know, the whole challenge with buying footwear for my grandsons is that they don't know how to tie their shoes yet.
Oh,
so
really?
We're working on the bunny ears.
Yeah.
We're working, and we got to make sure the laces are long enough.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the sneakers that one of the boys got, the laces weren't long enough to do the bunny ears, right?
Oh, really?
Ah, struggling. So the Velcro, what?
Can I? The Velcro, yes, that is an option.
Uh-huh.
The Velcro is an option, and then the teachers don't have to constantly tie your kids' shoes.
Exactly.
At that age, because they are young.
Yes.
Can I tell you, my son just bought some Adidas. Now, uh-huh. It's not Nike, it's Adidas.
Uh-huh.
And he said he really likes them. They're a cinch thing where you just cinch the lace.
Oh, neat.
Like a cinch bag.
Uh-huh.
For the shoes.
Oh, no kidding.
There's no tie-in.
Wish I had found those.
Yeah, yeah.
So we looked high and low. So the sizes are difficult because, you know, they're going to grow, right? You don't want to buy a pair of shoes that fit them exactly right now because...
Right, so you got to go a little bit.
In a month's time, mm-hmm. they won't be. So that was a challenge for me. And, you know, one family wants, like, solid colors. Another one wants Spider-Man and Ghostbusters on the T-shirts. You know, it's just really fascinating to take these little guys to the store these days. And one only wants to wear basketball shorts. The other one wants slip-ons with drawstrings. I'm like, oh, my God, when did they become fashionistas?
Well, they learned from the best, Joan. Let's just be honest.
Oh, my God. One of my little guys loves the color orange, so I you know, focused on that. And then my guys in Ohio are Cleveland Brown fans, right?
Oh,
so
uh-huh.
I had to focus on the orange and the brown for them. But I do want to tell you one little experience that I had at Dick's Sporting Goods is there was this gentleman, two people in front of me, and he was buying a pile of the same pants, like sweatpants,
uh-huh.
the same shirts, the same sneakers. And, you know, I overheard the conversation, and he was just buying for those who were unfortunate. You know?
Oh,
and
that's
I was
nice.
Like, oh my God, it crushed me. And I felt like that was a good thing. It was a feel good moment, you know,
that's
to see,
nice.
To witness that. And I offered to help him out with his bags to the car because he was loaded down.
Yeah.
And, so anyways, folks, back to school shopping isn't quite what it used to be for me, but it sure was an education taking my grandsons out.